listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will the president carry out his threat? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He said he might close the border, blaming Mexico for not stopping an influx of illegal immigrants that have been apprehended lately.
The idea of just using bluster and statements and we're going to close down the border, we're going to cut off the aid, that's not going to do anything.
Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi, Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Despite warnings that closing the U.S.-Mexico border would cause immediate economic damage on American businesses, the president not backing down from his threat to close ports of entry. An acting White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, defended the proposed action on ABC's This Week.
Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country.
Sealing the border with Mexico could disrupt supply chains for automakers and lead to price increases on produce at supermarkets. Dave?
John, there are more than 1,200 flight delays this morning across the country because of a data problem with the flight planning weight and balance program.
Southwest tweeting, "We have received word that the problem has now been resolved." Here are some of the major airlines that were impacted by this: Southwest, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Delta.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. Former Vice President Biden, who's considering entering the Democratic race for the White House, says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately with women, responding to Lucy Flores, a former Nevada politician who claims he made her uncomfortable kissing the back of her head back in 2014.
It's completely inappropriate, that it does not belong in any kind of a professional setting, much less in politics.
That's Flores on CNN State of the Union. A guilty plea in Malaysia in the killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother. But Don Thi Hung, who's Vietnamese, didn't admit to murder. She pleaded guilty to causing harm, got a 3-year sentence, and could be released next month. The U.S. believes Kim's regime ordered the murder, and 4 North Korean suspects were never caught. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There will be even more votes today on Brexit, but they may not break the stalemate that has Britain's divorce from the European Union stalled.
Having rejected 3 times Prime Minister Theresa May's proposal for Britain's EU divorce, lawmakers here will instead vote today on a series of alternative options, including perhaps a closer relationship with the EU than the Prime Minister has proposed.
Members of Parliament have some important decisions to make today.
Britain's Environment Secretary Michael Gove, who supports Brexit, saying Prime Minister May's plan remains the best option. Some lawmakers want Britain to leave without a transition deal. Others call for a second Brexit referendum. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
In China, 24 firefighters have been killed battling a forest fire in the mountains. The military says there was a change of wind as they were battling that fire, and then they were killed. U.S. Marines are investigating what went wrong in Arizona over the weekend.
Marine Corps officials say a routine training exercise turned tragic, adding 2 pilots died in a helicopter crash near Yuma, Arizona over the weekend. The pair were behind the controls of an AH-1Z Viper aircraft at the time. Details are still unclear. The crash is under investigation. The helicopter was part of the Marine Corps Air Station, a 1,300 square mile training ground and one of the largest military installations in the world. Tom Graham, Fox News.
There could be big gains on Wall Street to start the week. Dow futures are now up over 200 points ahead of the opening bell. The top-ranked team in the NCAA tournament is out. Duke eliminated by Michigan State 68-67. Kentucky was also KO'd.
For the first time ever, Auburn is going to the Final Four.
Auburn won 77-71 in overtime, and NCAA Radio Westwood won. They'll next play Virginia. Michigan State will face Texas Tech. The winners will then play in the national championship a week from tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
ESPN, good morning. It's the 1st of April. Time for local news.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a weekend bank robbery. This happened Saturday morning. Police said a man went into First Midwest Bank at 812 West Springfield Avenue and handed a note to a bank employee who gave the robber the cash. The man left on foot. No one was hurt, and the suspect did not display a weapon. Anyone with information about him is asked to call Champaign police at 217-351-4545. A 42-year-old man was arrested for allegedly trying to kidnap a former girlfriend. Thomas Krigbaum's bond was set at $1.5 million this weekend. Wednesday evening, a woman said she was pushed to the ground by a man who held a knife to her. She realized it was Krigbaum wearing a wig. She had had a two-year order of protection against him. Authorities found the car that Krigbaum was driving. In it, they found gloves, electrical tape, duct tape, construction tape, and a bag containing a costume, and the wig was missing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. I believe our business is all about you and your unique needs. So I'm someone you can count on to take care of your yard, your new pergola, your backyard patio, or even a swimming pool. Okay, I can promise you that you can count on me to be there for you. We've built our business on the principles of trust and integrity, and I know you wouldn't want it any other way. Okay, I'm Joel Kusky. Please connect with me at Kusky.com. That's K-O-U-S-K-I.com.
Hey, it's Mike Carpenter from Tay & Carp, and I endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council. Now, admittedly, I'm a bit biased. I've known Kenton for over 15 years, dating back to high school when we were in rock bands together. But I can not only speak for his strong character, but also Kenton's undying passion for Champaign. Kenton is prepared to serve Champaign with the energy, passion, and fresh perspective it deserves. I wholeheartedly endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council, not just as his friend, but as a proud citizen of this wonderful community. On April 2nd, vote Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council.
Hi, I'm Kenton Elmore, and I'm asking for your vote for Champaign City Council on April 2nd. Having been raised in this community and through my service on the City of Champaign's Human Relations Commission, I feel the pulse of our community, and I know where you want us to go moving forward. I have prepared myself to be the servant leader Champaign needs as we continue to grow and leave no neighborhoods or citizens behind in that journey to prosperity. So vote for our future, your future, and the voice that will serve you along the way. Vote Kenton for Champaign City Council on April 2nd.
The years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Partly cloudy with a high 48 expected today. 33-hour low tonight. Some clouds tomorrow with a high 56, low 35. Towards 60 on Wednesday, 55 Thursday, and 63 on Friday. So warmer and warmer as the day progresses.
Yeah.
Right now, the temperature's at 28 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Well, I am Stevie J. I welcome Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. How are you, sir?
Your temperatures are better than ours.
Oh, dear. Dallas, Texas.
It really is. Ours are in the 40s and the 50s. It's still very pleasant, but yours are better yet.
It is April, and here we are, full-throated 2020 campaign. I had mentioned months ago, if Joe Biden decided to get into this race, the left will chew him up and spit him out. Well, apparently he made somebody uncomfortable, kissed her on the back of the head, smelled her hair. 2014, all of this was fine until he's running against some of the folks on the left, and now all of it. Listen, he's a 76-year-old man who's touchy, and he's been touchy for about 70 years. Yeah, it makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we've all met and known them.
I have.
But what's the hypocritical part of all this is now it's bad. Come on.
It wasn't for 10 years, but now it is. You make a very good point. It wasn't, and I've watched him do this, And his defense is, and the people coming to his defense, is that it wasn't done in private. Well, that's true. And I would watch him do this in public. I'd say, oh, my gosh. I'm looking now at a photo of him with the past Secretary of Defense's wife and during the Obama administration. And she doesn't look too comfortable about it. She has sort of a wry smile on her face, like, I don't want to turn around and hit him. But will he get his hands off of me?
Yeah, and there'd been pictures of motorcycle people and the woman sat on her lap and lap. And,
that's right.
I mean, there's just been stuff about Joe Biden, but here comes the left pounding their own, eating their own, because now it's bad when they ignored everything forever.
That's a very good point. And what it is that the Democrats have a very strange way of acknowledging things, you know. And if this was a Republican, they would have pounced a long time ago.
No.
But today, it's a Democrat, and after all, he's 77 years of age, and let him alone. But I think it's going to hurt him.
No, I don't think there's any question about it, but I didn't know how it was going to happen, but now here they come. Because you know how many women potentially could come out and say he made me feel uncomfortable? He's an older guy who's been touching people. Again, we have all met those people, kind of put their arm around and go,
yeah.
And that's what he's done, but why didn't they reprimand him in 1975?
There were also rumors about him that I read quite a bit about how he would go swimming. But that's another story.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and stick by my prediction that Joe Biden will not be a factor for the Democrats. I'm standing by that prediction. Okay, should we stop aid to these countries, and should we close the border?
Well, I don't think we're going to actually close the border. I do think that the aid is going to be stopped, and that's not good necessarily because those countries, well, they're corrupt. For the first thing, and the money, who knows where it goes. But secondarily, we need to give them money to prop up their economy to keep many of the migrants at home. But I'm not sure if that's going to work. The border, I don't think, will be closed. Too much money will be gone, especially the border towns in Texas, like Laredo, McAllen, Brownsville. Those are important towns. And about $1 billion or $2, $1.9 billion, I think, actually goes back and forth between us and Mexico every single day. And I doubt if we're going to do that. The economics comes in to mess it up. So I don't think he's going to do it. But who knows? It's Donald Trump, but he very well may do it.
All right. So has anybody else besides seeing it on Fox News seen the story that Barack Obama's former Homeland Security Director, Jay Johnson, has said this is a crisis? Crickets, Alan.
I heard him say it myself. And it does look like it. It's bad. But Mexico is now giving humanitarian status. Some of the migrants coming through Mexico, and that may slow down some of the migrants coming in. I'm very strong on border security and strong immigration, but you can't help when you look at some of the faces of the kids and the old people and the women. I feel a little bit sorry for them, more than a little bit. I feel very sorry, but yet those two things conflict. What do? You want to secure our borders, keep America safe. But on the other hand, it also is a human tragedy.
Well, I tell you what, shame on Washington. They've had a long time to
fix. Absolutely.
Alan, at least put infrastructure down there. At least, you know, do whatever. Put the judges, expedite stuff. I don't understand why we just look away and talk climate control. That's fine. But this is more important this minute.
You are right, and I think that President Trump is correct in pointing a finger at Congress, especially the Democrats. They did nothing. It was easy to sit around and do nothing. But a lot of people do not understand the history of immigration into this country. Rush Limbaugh was talking about it the other day, and he was right. For a great period of time, from the 1920s, I believe, to about 1965, when Lyndon Johnson, who was president then, and Teddy Kennedy got together, and they changed their immigration laws dramatically. Mm. But for a good period of time, we had very little immigration into this country. And years before that, when my grandparents came here to Ellis Island, and my father, I'm first generation, They were tested for diseases, mm-hmm. and many of them were sent back. If they had a certain disease, especially high diseases, and they would come here and they'd say, I'm sorry, and they would ship them right back. So our immigration laws were never quite as welcoming as a lot of people like Beto O'Rourke
right.
would like to believe.
Okay, Professor, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for your time and insight.
Thank you so much. I stay miles away from women.
Thank you, sir. Professor Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas at Arlington. 359-2255, is it a disqualifier for Joe Biden? I mean, again, I don't think Joe Biden's a bad guy. I think he's a touchy guy.
Yeah.
But why would they ignore it when he's vice president for 8 years? I mean, come on, man. That's hypocritical at this point. 77-year-old guy. You can tell him to quit touching me. I mean, he'll do it now.
Sure.
Maybe it was accepted in the 80s and 90s and even into the 2000s. But I think it's again, an eye roller head shaker on this one for me. But again, I never thought it was right. I said, I bet that's kind of creepy for those mm-hmm. women. But, I mean, just the hypocrisy of it,
agreed. Sir,
pointing out. Okay, let's jump to our morning sports headlines, ESPN 93.5. Not as good a start for the Cubbies and Cardinals as we'd like.
It's true. Texas over the Cubs 11-10 yesterday. They've got Atlanta tonight on US 105.9. And Milwaukee over the Cardinals 5-4 yesterday with Pittsburgh tonight. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Yesterday at the ballpark in Milwaukee, Christian Yelich, who homered in the first four games of this series, sent one over the right field wall, 1-0 against Michael Walker and the Cardinals. But it was Paul DeJong who hit a two-run homer, giving Walker the lead in the fourth inning. Matt Carpenter and Paul Goldschmidt went back-to-back in the fifth inning off their starter, Corbin Burns. And for Paul Goldschmidt, four home runs to open the season. But the Cardinals couldn't add on to that 4-1 lead. Two walks turned into runs against the Cardinal bullpen in the seventh. Then in the ninth inning, three consecutive hits against losing pitcher Jordan Hicks. Hicks gave up a double to pinch hitter Ben Gamel, a ball that dropped down just fair in the left field corner. Lorenzo Cain reached on an infield hit. Then Christian Yelich doubled the left center field, scoring two, giving Milwaukee a 5-4 victory. And Milwaukee won 3 out of 4 to open the season. The Cardinals are in Pittsburgh today. Adam Wainwright against Chris Archer. It's the Pirates' home opener, and we're on the air at 11:10 a.m. Central Time. I'm John Rooney.
2019 single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including two weekend series with the Cubs, a long awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Royals, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with 6 jersey giveaways and 5 bobbleheads. There's something for everyone in the 2019 season. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Chicago White Sox prevented a sweep from the Kansas City Royals with their win yesterday. They've got Cleveland this afternoon. Bulls are at New York to take on the Knicks. Pacers are in Detroit. And in college basketball, oh my goodness,
wow.
Talk about busted brackets. Michigan State, a number 2 seed over Duke, 68-67. Now they'll face a number 3 seed, Texas Tech. That's your team, Stevie.
That's what I said. I said that's your team. I said that Sweet 16. I said Texas Tech.
Second bracket made after the first round.
See, they have second brackets. Should have entered. Dang it.
Yeah,
I don't think too many had Texas Tech to the Final Four. So
Auburn over Kentucky, 77-71. Number 5 seed taking on number 1 seed Virginia. Saturday in the early game, and then Saturday later game will be that Texas Tech-Michigan State. Iowa beat Illinois, and we are 0-3 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, not a good baseball start. Swept in Iowa City.
That's right. We're 17-8 overall.
What was the final yesterday?
3-1.
Well, it was 2-1 Saturday, so good games.
I know.
Really close games. And for those of us that remember, of course, the whole Bruce Pearl thing, we were doing a little body English about Auburn, hoping they wouldn't win. Here we go with your weather.
High 48, low 33, partly sunny conditions by day. More clouds expected tomorrow with a high 56, low 35. 58 the high on Wednesday with some clouds. Showers in the forecast, but a high 55 Thursday, 63 on Friday. Right now the temperature's at 28 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
I will check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr. She's at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. You're always welcome to text in 359-2255. Your thoughts on Joe Biden, your thoughts on closing the border, your thoughts on the election tomorrow. Try and vote if you can. 720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, multiple airlines are experiencing system-wide outages this morning. Southwest and Delta are reporting issues with computer systems. The FAA says the problems are an in-flight planning program called AeroData. United, JetBlue, and Alaska are also affected. Saudi Aramco was the most profitable company in the world last year. The oil and gas company was helped by higher global oil prices. Reuters says its core earnings were $224 billion, almost three times as much as Apple. There's a merger in the cable business. Cable One is buying Fidelity Communications for nearly $526 million in cash. The deal is expected to close later this year. Fidelity serves customers in Arkansas, Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. Our family started the nursery business in 1865, and for five generations, we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for Central Illinois. You hear about farm-to-table, but our family's been nursery-to-garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at CountryArbors.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Alden Fay, and I am supporting Mayor Deb Finan along with Champaign County Realtors. We support Deb because she supports entrepreneurs and local business people, helping our community be among the fastest growing communities in Illinois.
I'm Sally K. Carter, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she listens to her constituents. Deb is accessible and always willing to share her time and energy with the people in Champaign.
I'm Carrie Rosso, and I'm voting for Mayor Deb Finan because she cares about the most vulnerable in our community and in the world. She supported the family emergency shelter here, and she traveled with me on the She Said mission trip to make a difference in the lives of people in Haiti.
I am Mayor Deb Finan. I'm proud to be endorsed by these ladies and the Champaign Firefighters Local 1260, the Illinois Realtor PAC, the AFL-CIO, and the Champaign County Chamber Business Empowered PAC. I'm asking for your vote on April 2nd.
Paid for by citizens for Deb Frank Finan.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention, if you or a loved one had an IVC filter implanted in your body to prevent blood clots to your heart or lungs, you may be entitled to financial compensation. The FDA has issued an advisory that these IVC filters may break, puncturing veins or organs, causing serious injuries, including heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, even death. Even if you have not experienced any injury at this time, the IVC filters are considered a ticking time bomb by many. Call now for a free legal consultation at 800-651-1478. There are no fees unless you get a settlement. Since 2005, there have been thousands of injuries associated with IVC filters. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-651-1478 now to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-651-1478. That's 800-651-1478. Again, 800-651-1478.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neal at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right.
That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We've got the Cardinal broadcast in the 11 o'clock hour. We go on the air. I think it's noon. Okay. 11:30, I think.
Okay.
And ball game starts at about 12:15, maybe 12:25. I got to get my times. But I know it's noon hour
right
baseball game.
Right on that rack. Far right.
Over here, huh?
Yeah, far right. Yeah. Okay, there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Missed the meeting. Let's see. 4:15.
So today's April 1st.
Yeah.
Get to the right
doesn't
page.
Have the, it says April.
Oh.
Not included.
Okay. There's that.
I will not go on until I find this. 11:10.
Okay.
All right, 11:10 will be on the air this morning on ESPN 93.5 at 10 after 11 ball game. Actually, first pitch 11:55, Cardinals at Pittsburgh. Just kind of a heads up. Milwaukee's really good.
Right. Pittsburgh won yesterday, so.
Yeah. Milwaukee's really, really good. Milwaukee's really, really good. They you can probably question some of their pitching, but their lineup, good luck.
Hmm.
Cardinals probably should have won at least two and had chance to win the three games they lost. Saturday was kind of a dud. No, yeah, Saturday. The Cardinals won. Paul Goldschmidt, how do you like Paul Goldschmidt? Hit three home runs on Friday, hit another one yesterday. He has four. Christian Yelich, last year's National League MVP, I don't know if you can get him out.
Right.
I mean, he's, I don't know. I mean, you might think about seriously walking him every time. You can't, it's like Big Poppy when the Cardinals played Boston.
Yep.
Big Poppy was 17 out of 21 or something. Some baseball players you can't get out, and, mm-hmm. and when you can't get them out, you just walk them. I would.
Yeah.
Christian Yelich was phenomenal. He has to be hitting 600 or 700. I mean, I'm serious. It's just stunning how good a baseball player he appears to be. So anyway, Milwaukee's a problem for the Cubs and the Cardinals. They're going to be really, really good. And the Cardinals got to kind of hunker down here, losing 3 out of 4 and another 7 coming or 6 or 7 coming in the next few weeks. There's a lot of games with Milwaukee. You're going to have to try and split those things somehow. All right, Cubbies.
What?
Don't know when they play.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Atlanta tonight. Atlanta tonight, Atlanta. Which will not be easy. I think the Cubs are disappointed. They lost their first series to Texas, not a very good team. And pitching, particularly a bullpen, again, was a concern for the Cubs. It's a real concern now.
Well, with Joey Gallo scoring on that wild pitch, you mean?
Cubbies were up, and they gave up 5 runs late. The night before. So the bullpen is of a concern. Why not go sign Craig Kimbrell, somebody? I mean, why not? Cubbies ought to sign Kimbrell. News coming up across the pond next.
Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology. Designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for just $34.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
We had just moved to Champaign with our new baby, but when we hooked up our old washing machine, it wouldn't work. The laundry was really piling up. It was Thursday, and my husband was starting his new job on Monday. I needed a new washer now. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World was recommended to us, and wow, are we glad. They had the perfect Electrolux washer and dryer on sale. Saved us over $600 and had it installed the next day. They came with a free 10-year protection plan, and we got 1 year free financing. Wow!
now.
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal on your next appliance purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow.
Stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more.
Popular demand, the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois is bringing back See You at the Home Show, brought to you by Lands, Inc., this Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 9 to 4 at the Hilton Garden in Champaign. A fun event for the whole family where you can interact with experts and professionals. Meet in person about your building dreams, home improvement ideas and projects, and explore emerging trends in home design, decor, remodeling, and smart home technologies. Cost to attend just $5 per family. See You at the Home Show, brought to you by Lands, Inc., this Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at the Hilton Garden in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Vice President Joe Biden says in a statement he'll listen respectfully to any woman saying he'd acted inappropriately with them. Lucy Flores says she was shocked when Biden sniffed and kissed the back of her head in an event when she ran for Nevada Lieutenant Governor 5 years ago.
Frankly, my point was never about his intentions, and they shouldn't be about his intentions. It should be about the women on the receiving end of that behavior.
She was on CNN. Police say a murdered University of South Carolina student, Samantha Josephson, got into the killer's car thinking it was her Uber ride.
Her body was found in a rural area with numerous wounds. Police have arrested the owner of that car, 24-year-old Nathaniel David Rowland. He's charged with kidnapping and murder. Police say he activated the child locks in his back seat so Samantha wouldn't be able to open her door.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Presiding Judge Tom DeFantis announced he will retire next year. He has been working at the Champaign County Courthouse since 1972. He started there as an assistant state's attorney, then was elected state's attorney in 1976. He was appointed to the bench as a circuit judge in 1995. Another Illinois State Trooper has died in the line of duty. Trooper Jared Ellis was on duty in his squad car headed home on I-94 westbound in Green Oaks when his vehicle was hit head-on by a wrong-way driver going eastbound in the westbound lanes. He worked out of the State Police District 15 in Downers Grove and was an 11-year veteran. Champaign police are investigating a weekend bank robbery. This happened Saturday morning. Police said a man went into First Midwest Bank at 812 West Springfield Avenue and handed a note to a bank employee who gave the robber the cash. The man left on foot. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney's coming to town, and you'll want to be at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill before the show. Join our very own Diane Ducey at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill between 4 and 6 p.m. on Friday, April 5th before the Kenny Chesney concert. Register to win great prizes, including a pair of tickets in the 100 section at the State Farm Center. Come to Pia's, then go see Kenny. Fast friendly service, cold beer, and the famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger. Plus, Pia's will have a bus taking you to and from the show. Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. 1609 West Springfield Avenue. We'll see you there.
Are your car's tires telling you it's time for a change? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, we've got some of the major tire lines available with an incredible deal. Buy three, get one free. Select tires from Kelly and Economy are all buy three, get one free. Then let your CarX trained mechanic handle mounting, balancing, and expert installation. Visit your CarX man in Champaign and Danville, as this tire offer won't last long. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's time to mark your calendars for the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Illinois merchandise will be liquidated out of Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 13th at 9 a.m. Buying items mark up to 90% off retail price and buying team-issued Nike apparel right from the Illinois Athletics Equipment Room. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for more information and previews on sale items. It's the Game Day Spirit Spring Stadium Sale. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini! like to welcome a new sponsor, Freedom Roofing.
We started 5 years ago, in March, actually. So we're 5 years in the business, kind of taking our passion to grow the business. Everybody that we hire is good with people, good with customers. Everyone cares about the work they're doing, especially in storm situations as well. I always recommend using local contractors, guys that are there after the storm. When they call Freedom Roofing, you get an answer phone call, quick service. We follow up with the customers after the job. Our final job cleanup is second to none. Find me at freedomchampagne.com.
Kurt Kaiser. Here we go. ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 45 with the sunshine, close to 50 tomorrow, 55 on Wednesday with a chance of showers, and 60 by Thursday. Right now we're at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I do have a birthday tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
Ben Quattrone has allowed me to drive a Beamer.
I mean, why not?
It's
on your birthday week.
Beamer, what is that, 440?
It looks good.
It's a two-door. You know what the problem is, though, of driving a BMW?
Problem?
A problem. Because when I get back into my CRV, which is a fantastic Honda,
okay,
I kind of feel like I'm driving a bread truck.
Uh-huh.
The BMW is just a different machine.
It is.
It is just, if you can figure out a lease or whatever, but BMW, if you've not, you've driven them.
Sure.
They're different.
They
just
are
engineered different. If you can get into one, I don't know if you'll get back out of one.
It's just solid.
It
handles so well.
So darn beautiful. It's I guess I have to give this back. Anyway, it's kind of Ben and his lovely wife, Dawn.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I get a drive this thing around and pretty fired up. It's just the control of the thing. If you want to test drive one, and I know they were slammed on Saturday. They had to process a lot of vehicles on Saturday.
Well, we were talking about the end of the month of March and some of the deals you could get.
But remember, Saturday is like snowing.
You're right.
And they sold a bazillion on Saturday.
That's great.
It was the end of the month. It was the time to get a deal. Anyway, Honda BMW, they're an award-winning dealership. Say hey to my friend Ben, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. We go to London, England. What is up, Simon Owen and Brexit? Just a briefing, like a short, quick, here's what's going on, why it matters to us next.
The years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
ESPN 93.5, we go now. Fox News ace reporter, he's Simon Owen in London, England. Simon, how are you, my friend?
Morning. I'm very well, thanks.
Music, God Save the Queen, and your accent, just lovely.
Yes.
Okay, Brexit. Tell me why it matters to me in the United States.
Well, I mean, it depends if you're interested in the way the world is going and politics and the relationship between the United States and the European, the United States and the United Kingdom, I should say, because the Trump administration has really been leaning into Brexit in recent months, and John Bolton was the latest, the president's national security advisor, reminding Britain that if it goes ahead and leaves the EU, then the Trump administration is there waiting to do a free trade deal, a US-UK trade deal, because currently, if you're an EU member state, you're unable to negotiate your own trade deals. It has to be done through Brussels. So, you know, there's a switch there to come with a potential opening up of trade with the United States and the United
Kingdom. Simon, the British people voted to get out of the EU, correct?
Yes.
And so why haven't you gotten out of the EU?
Okay, well, I was telling you why you think it matters to people in America. Why it matters to people here in the UK is they say that, yeah, this vote was done. It's nearly 3 years ago now, and that the government still hasn't managed to sort out a plan for how it's going to happen. I mean, in fairness, it's not a simple move. You're talking 45 years worth of laws and rules and regulations, and you're also talking about building suddenly a new relationship with your closest geographical neighbours and the largest trading bloc in the world. And however much, you know, British businesses, I'm sure, would be pleased about the prospect of a trade deal with the United States, for instance, doesn't change the fact that it's France and Germany that are right on Britain's doorstep. And so there is a process to be gone through. And so I don't think anybody was complaining at the fact that it was going to be 2 years. That was the notice period that was set down. But that two-year period ran out last Friday, and the government hadn't managed to get anything together in time. So it's now been pushed back. We think it's probably going to be the end of next week, maybe they're talking about now. There's also word about May. And then if that doesn't happen, there's been talk about a year-long extension beyond it. The reason it hasn't happened, it's all on the British end. It's all here in London. There's a deadlock in the UK Parliament, unable to decide how Brexit should happen. It's now rejected three times the plan that Theresa May, the Prime Minister here, had agreed with the EU. And so they're just sort of muddling through, trying to find a way out of this impasse. And today, lawmakers have voted to seize control of the parliamentary schedule. So rather than the government deciding what it's voted on, they're going to vote on a series of alternative Brexit plans. You know, this will look at things like having a closer relationship with the EU than the Prime Minister had suggested, because it is kind of like a marital divorce in many ways. So we could get some guidance later on what lawmakers want. That could in turn steer the government to make some progress, and maybe this will be sorted out. But without wishing to sound too much like a pessimist first thing on a Monday morning, they also did this last Wednesday. They voted on eight alternatives, and guess how many they rejected? All of them.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. If I was a citizen of the wonderful country of England, I would be upset because my voice was not heard or has not been heard to this point. Are there people that are unhappy because, again, the vote said what you want to do and you guys, the Parliament hasn't sorted it out?
Yeah, well, there are, but it's on the ballot paper, it was leave or remain. It very much was black and white. But beyond that, there are shades of grey, it turns out, to leaving the European Union. And actually, the biggest bloc within Parliament, the biggest grouping that has blocked Theresa May's Brexit deal, are those who want Brexit to happen, those who want to leave, because they say she compromised too much, and so they withheld their votes, and then the deal didn't get through, and now they're facing this prospect of a softer Brexit, as it's known, or maybe even a delay to Brexit. But as I say, it was the pro-Brexit supporters who declined to vote for the Prime Minister's proposal, because they were confident they could push her, I think, into going for a harder exit, which is what they wanted. But there's no sign of that happening. So, yes, it's not happened. Yes, in theory, it may sound black and white, but I think it's fair to say that there are many different ways of Brexiting, and that's why, believe it or not, you now have a significant number of lawmakers who are talking about a second Brexit referendum.
Okay, Simon, we'll sort it out. T, Harrods, 4, Tea Room. We'll be there.
Thanks, Stevie.
Simon Owen, live in London. One day I'll be there at Harrods with him, having tea.
That would be cool.
At 4, at the Tea Room.
Mm-hmm.
7:44. But, I mean, England voted for, they voted for that.
Right.
Well, it's just lots of webbing to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
7:44, check your sports coming up.
Hi, I'm Springy the Bunny, and I have a special message for all of you with lawns I love to hop through. I see a lot of yards with yucky, yucky weeds and grass that isn't so green.
guys. This is Matt.
This is Ben.
Here to inform you about the Illini Veterans Memorial 5K Walk and Run on April 7th.
The Illini Veterans Student Organization hosts this run every year to raise funds for the Chez Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education that provides comprehensive and integrated services for our veterans as they pursue degrees at the University of Illinois.
A big thanks to Carl Hospital. To register on April 7th for the 5K that steps off at 10 a.m., go to ivmemorial5k.eventbrite.com. And to find out more about Illini Veterans, go to IlliniVeterans.org.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where they got all that appliance thingies and bells and whistles. You know, my water and ice had quit working on mine. I was about to call my Dick Van Dyke guy. And, you know, I kept thinking about it and thinking about it, and just and through osmosis, I think Russ fixed it. So all of a sudden, the ice and water thingy work.
Hooray!
No idea. Anyway, I was going to call Dick Van Dyke. Now it's fixed. We have no idea how. Anyway, they are the place to go if you want an appliance, because that's all they do and it's all they've done for 42 years. Simple as that. Going to get a great price. You're going to get the free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit. It's right on Neal Street, south of the I-74 interchange. You can go online, get started that way. It's appliance-world.com. But if you're looking for, and these are folks on the floor, may I help you? And they know everything about that Maytag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unusual in this day and age. A lot of times, big box stores, you look around going, hello, 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 hello. And you got the paint guy and he'll come over. But the paint guy doesn't know how that agitates and stuff.
Exactly.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. It's 7:46, sports headlines now with Diane.
Your bracket's probably busted this morning.
Just got one. I got Virginia. That's it.
Okay, there you go.
And it shouldn't have been.
We're on your second round. You got Texas Tech.
Texas Tech is who I really picked. And when I was real serious about a week ago, and Rob Judson told me Texas Tech's really good, and so I jumped on that bandwagon. And they're in the Final Four. It's really an unusual coupling, and Purdue should have been in that.
That's true.
It was a tough loss Saturday.
Wow, that was so fun to watch, though. All these games have been very entertaining. Number 2, Michigan State over number 1, Duke last night, 68-67. Number 5, Auburn over Kentucky, 77-71. So Auburn and Virginia Saturday, 5:09 start. And then Michigan State and Texas Tech, 7:49. We had Milwaukee over the Cardinals, 5-4. They've got Pittsburgh. It's just before noon for that first pitch. We have Texas over the Cubs, 11-10 yesterday. They've got Atlanta this evening. And Cleveland will be taking on the Chicago White Sox over after their win over the Kansas City Royals. Bulls and New York Knicks tonight, Pacers and Detroit. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Great things are happening in Champaign. I'm sure you've noticed the new investment and new excitement downtown and on the streets of campus, where business is growing like never before. For over 20 years, Tom Bruno has been working hard on the city council to improve Champaign. Tom's years of efforts are producing results. Tom Bruno's leadership on the city council has seen the addition of a state-of-the-art new public library, new fire stations, and the end of chronic urban flooding. Tom Bruno believes in open and honest government. He voted for the addition of police body cameras and the establishment of the Citizens Police Advisory Committee. His vision for the city is focused on the future. We don't yet know the issues Champaign will face in the next 4 years, but we can trust Tom Bruno's sound reasoning to guide the city. Re-elect Tom Bruno to keep independent, common-sense leadership on the Champaign City Council.
This message approved by Tom Bruno.
Hello, this is Scott Baylor with Illini Collector Car Club. Sunday, April 14th, will be our annual Savoy Antique Car and Truck Show, located and sponsored by Warden Martin Buick GMC. This is right near the Savoy 16 Theater. Registration for vehicles is from 8 to 10 a.m. Those who pre-register for the show will get a goodie bag and a dash plaque. The registration fee is $10, and proceeds generated benefit Cunningham Children's Home. Secondary sponsors include Reynolds Towing and Peter B's Automotive. For details, visit our Illini Collector Car Club Facebook page or Illini Collector Car Club.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It takes more than hard work to make it to the pros. It takes smarts.
The kind of smarts that can read a defense and pick it apart. And look, hiring's no different. You need smarts to find the right people. But you don't need to spend years honing your game. You just need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. Try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Wingo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WINGO. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to April. It's the first. Let's check your weather.
Yeah, I'm not joking around about this forecast. We've got a high 48 expected today, partly sunny by day, 33 our low tonight, 56 the high tomorrow, down to around 35, 58 on Wednesday with more clouds, and chance of showers late, and Thursday there's a 60% chance of rain with a high 55. We're currently at 29 on ESPN 93.5. Mike and I have an appointment. Going to Monticello today with our big packet of taxes. We're more complicated this year because we sold a house inside the last year. And Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate. Plus, they have payroll and bookkeeping services. Call Monticello's office at 762-5509 or visit kellysaccounting.com.
I'm Ginny Cosolo with your Fox Business Network tax tip. Beware of tax porch pirates after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
It's tax time. Make sure your mailbox is locked or someone is picking up your tax documents. Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, says protect your information.
Scammers and hackers and identity thieves actually float through neighborhoods looking for mailboxes that aren't locked and looking at the mail in those mailboxes to see if any tax information is being provided to the taxpayer, because if it is, they will steal it.
Levin says they're looking to file a false return using your ID. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
On ESPN.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
Can I sell you on the Denver Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
No.
I get it. The ratings would be horrifically bad, right? This would probably rival Nets Spurs in 03. But we are headline crazy, right? We live in this Twitter world where we don't click on the links. We read 140 characters at a time, and we always want the headlines. But if I'm looking at, I really just want real good, fantastic basketball, and I want to cultivate actual team basketball, I'm pulling for Nuggets Bucks, right? You look at the way the Nuggets are built. This is what you should pull for if you're in every small market of the NBA. This is the finals, the NBA finals that you should want to have, all right? This is a throwback. These are, we talk about Cinderellas. Are the Denver Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks not kind of the Cinderella teams of the NBA?
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute. Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both? Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after 16.25 per month. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. If cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan for account coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. Limited activation fee and restrictions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Stop by your local Ace for our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Get a $5 reward for every $25 you spend on Scott's, Miracle-Gro, and Ortho products. And don't miss our neighborhood yard party this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. See product demonstrations, plus get help for all of your lawn and garden projects. Hurry in for our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members of participating stores and acehardware.com through April 15th. Maximum reward of $50.
Join us at Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana on April 5th and 6th for the 2019 Festival of Quilts presented by Arby's and WSCIA-TV. Our signature fundraiser, now in its 15th year, the festival features more than 100 beautifully hand and machine-made quilts on display and for auction. Your visit can also include shopping at our festival gift shop, a tour of campus, and a lunch and a baked treat. Help us celebrate a tradition that offers warmth, comfort, and hope to the youth at Cunningham Children's Home. Visit CunninghamHome.org for more information.
Lisa, I'm not sure you should have that here at the library.
Oh, calm down, Kevin. It's just a slice special from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana. A slice and soft drink for just $5.50.
It's not.
Rosati's has the thickest cheese in town, and I love it. I try to get there a couple times a week. Oh, and Kevin, your book on the art of toe wrestling is overdue.
Oh, whatever.
Stop in for a slice special at Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Order ahead on the phone by calling 328-2334 or myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. Listen, the number one reason that people contact us is because they have no idea how to make sense of their outdoor space.
You know, I think that Joel had a vision before we did, which helped out enormously. Because me, I'm the kind of guy that probably doesn't quite get it until I see it. And by having that computer imaging that he has was super helpful because he could visualize it, put it on a computer, and then show us what it would look like.
Kusky.com, that's KUSKI.com.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
ESPN 93.5. Hey, at Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Partnership with local youth in the community for purpose and progress. As an advocate for education, Busey pleased to continue its commitment to neighbors in need through Community Reinvestment Act, the CRA scholarships. Busey CRA scholarships recognize the scholastic achievements and bright futures of local youth. Scholarships are $1,000 for tuition fees, books, and supplies. Awarded in all these counties, including, of course, Champaign. To qualify, you have to meet financial need, be a high school graduate or equivalent, and be enrolled or eligible for admission as a degree candidate at an approved college or university. Fulfilling dreams since 1868, Busey knows the importance of a lasting promise. From its Money Smart Youth Program to the Community Reinvestment Act, scholarships, and beyond, Busey humbled to help children of all ages pursue dreams. Why don't you go and explore some of the programs that Busey offers every single day? Go to Busey.com.